Theft by CommBank and Serbian environmentalists fight back at Rio Tinto. Good morning, this is Louis and Monica, and at 10 a.m. these are your Zedlines. In local news, the Miles government has promised Queenslanders a boom in jobs within the state's energy sector as Queensland makes a clean economy transition. Over 2,500 jobs have already been created because of renewable energy transition policies, and the government has launched an initiative to connect job seekers with energy sector jobs. Young Queenslanders can expect many opportunities for jobs and apprenticeships in the clean energy industry. Energy Queensland CEO Peter Scott says Queensland must attract, train and retain the best talent in the sector.
Former Lord Mayor Graham Quirk has warned that Brisbane will only realise the full economic benefit of hosting the 2032 Olympics if it can showcase the venues that reflect a, quote, modern, contemporary city. This comes after the Miles government rejected his recommendation to build a new stadium at Victoria Park, made as part of a venue review, instead opting to upgrade the Queensland Sports and Athletics Centre earlier this year. Speaking to 4BC, Quirk said that the Olympics will be a rare opportunity to set Brisbane up for long-term prosperity, and that the venues recommended in his review were for the long-term benefit of the city, not just the Games.
In national news, the Commonwealth Bank has entered a guilty plea to criminal charges related to underpayment of employee benefits. In 2022, Wage Inspectorate Victoria, a state government office that investigates wage theft, claimed that Bankwest and CommSec had broken the law by neglecting to pay 23 former employees approximately $69,000 in long service leave benefits. That was lowered to 17 during the court hearing on Monday. The sum owed varied for each person, ranging from $500 to over $10,000. The majority were owed more than $1,000. The bank's attorneys pled guilty to the federal charges before the magistrate and agreed to pay $12,000 towards the wage agency's legal fees, in addition to spending more than $1 million to resolve the issue.
The backlog of Medicare and Centrelink claims have fallen by 66%, according to new data released by the Australian government overnight. Some 890,000 outstanding claims have now been resolved, with the total number of claims down from 1.35 million in early February to around 460,000, a number the government classifies as, quote, regular. In a statement, Government Services Minister Bill Shorten said that he had requested Services Australia to reduce its claims processing and call wait times due to the tough times Australians are currently facing, and that while there was still more to do, the government was making significant inroads in improving access to Medicare and Centrelink.
In international news, environmental activists in Serbia are protesting against the Rio Tinto lithium project after the government allowed for the construction of Europe's largest lithium mine. While the government claims the mine is environmentally safe, protesters believe the mine will irreversibly pollute land and waterways. Serbian activists have demanded the parliament adopt a law on a ban of geological research and exploration of lithium.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with strong winds in the morning, becoming light in the late afternoon. It is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
Parliament Skate Shop has arrived and is the first and only core skateboarding store in the CBD.